lower stress among law enforcement. She is a gorgeous dog. She will start her new role on Independence Day. As crowds return to RDU International, the airport is adding new flights. The changes that could affect your summer travel or even holiday plans. WREL News at 6 starts right now.
Your number one source for local news. This is WREL, coverage you can count on.
More showers and a few storms on the dual Doppler 5000 again today. Thanks for joining us. I'm Deborah Morgan.
And I'm David Crabtree. We're beginning here in the WREL Severe Weather Center with meteorologist Mike Mays. It's not as bad as yesterday, but still some significant rain.
Yeah, and it may slow some folks down as around about this evening. We have some rain in the area, rain over downtown Raleigh right now. And you can see that from our tall tower cam over southeastern Wake County. Definitely see the rain shaft, pretty heavy shower right now that is moving toward the north and east and will eventually make its way up toward Rollsville and Wake Forest. So be prepared. Showers are coming your way. Let's move ahead and take a look at the radar view. This is the wide view. Again, not as widespread as yesterday, not as heavy as yesterday, but that may change through the course of the evening up in our northern counties. We see a band of rain that's just kind of parked from about Richmond and Petersburg all the way up into West Virginia. And that front slowly sags to the south tonight. We've had numerous reports of water rescues going on in the Petersburg area in Virginia. Also flooded roadways. That line sags to the south. I think it's not going to be quite so bad when it gets into our area later tonight. There's 7 o'clock. By 8, 9, and 10 o'clock, that line begins to progress to the south with that front, and we'll see showers and some thunderstorms through about midnight to 2 a.m., and then the front moves on by. Now, we still have that flash flood watch in effect till about midnight for some of our northern counties, and David and Deborah, with the passage of that front, we have big changes for your Saturday. I'll tell you more about them coming up.
Very good, Mike. We'll check back with you shortly.
And we are monitoring the conditions from the WREL Storm Tracker. Amy Wilmoth is on the road. They are heading north toward Wake Forest area. This is US-1. You can see those dark clouds and definitely needing the windshield wipers, especially on this Friday afternoon as people are trying to start their weekend. Mark?
Hey, good afternoon. We want to show you some of those issues right now. As you mentioned, live look in downtown Raleigh, where it is raining just a bit. The roads are wet there. Over to New Bern at New Hope right now. It is definitely wet as these storms move through. No problems out on the roads, but where are those issues? Looking at 3D traffic right now at 601, you can see exactly where they are. South of downtown Raleigh on 440, it is slow in the outbound lanes. To the north of Raleigh in 540, both directions, there are some issues right there as crews work to get those crashes out of the way. Right here, I-40 south of the airport, no problems this afternoon. That certainly is some good news to report on a Friday. Back to you.
Thank you, Mark. More than 100 people are now victims of gun violence in Durham this year, and we're barely halfway through 2021. Two of the latest happened last night. Both suspects are juveniles. Our WREL news crew witnessed one of them. WREL's Matt Tallhelm is live in Durham with a look at how the community is now responding. Matt?
David, one of those drive-by shootings happened here at the intersection. We're at Elizabeth and Main Streets here. Durham police tell us a 16-year-old was going through here firing gunshots. They hit two of the apartments right over here. Now, no one was injured, but all of this is happening just feet from the Durham Police Department headquarters. It is also happening just a few blocks away, back in that neighborhood from where people in the community are planting seeds of change.
Brittany Lila Garcia is cultivating her future in the garden at Seeds.
I've never heard of a farm being in the city.
She's working with the nonprofit Community Garden School on Elizabeth Street, where the mission is to grow Durham's youth.
Growing up in the really bad parts in Durham, yeah, I got used to it, hearing shots and things happening.
Just a few blocks away from the garden, on the same street, bullet casings shine in the daylight from a drive-by shooting Thursday night. That's just a few blocks from where police investigated another shooting in the Elm Street neighborhood.
I think there's a lot of problems with poverty in this area, and that leads to desperation. And there's also a lot of gentrification in this neighborhood.
Our reporting shows drive-by shootings injured at least a dozen people in Durham since February, including a 13-year-old girl and a 60-year-old woman.
I believe it's a de facto state of emergency, and whether it's declared or not, we are treated that way.
WRAL News obtained the latest gun violence numbers from Durham Police. Officers responded to 331 shootings through June 5th this year. That's fewer than last year, but 51 more than 2019. More people are victims of gun violence this year than the previous 2 years.
We don't need permission to save our own lives in our communities as well. So I think there's some grassroots, community-based things we need to be doing as well.
City Councilor Mark Anthony Middleton believes Durham can begin to dig its way out of ongoing gun violence by investing in places like Seeds.
Being here, I felt really safe. It's made me feel safer than home.
Right there is the front steps of the police department, so close to where all of this gun violence happened just last night. Now, Councilor Middleton tells me that that's going to be a big issue in the search for the next police chief here. Chief C.J. Davis's last day on the job is today before she heads off to take over and lead the Memphis PD.
Matt Tallhelm reporting live in Durham. Matt, thank you. And as Matt mentioned, today was Durham Police Chief C.J. Davis's last day on the job before heading to Memphis. Sherry Montgomery will serve in Davis's role in the Bull City as the search continues for a full-time replacement. You can weigh in on the hiring process. There's an online survey on the city's website through mid-June. Another new twist in the decades-long case involving a wrongfully convicted man. A new 103-page civil complaint filed today says as an FBI investigative file that showed Ronnie Long's innocence was not revealed for more than 45 years. Attorneys say not having access to that file contributed to Long's wrongful imprisonment for 44 years for a rape he did not commit. Long was released in August of last year.
New video released today shows the person police say assaulted two women on the Mingo Creek Greenway in Knightdale. Police are looking for this man in a blue shirt seen here walking toward the woods. He was also wearing dark basketball style shorts and has dark curly hair. Two women were followed while they were walking on the trail and one was touched. The incidents happened around 1 p.m. on June 2nd and again on June 4th. If you know who he is, you're asked to call police. Josh Stein is joining forces with other attorneys general to show support for the CDC order that prevents some evictions during the pandemic. The North Carolina AG and 22 others filed the brief with the U.S. Supreme Court. They argue the eviction moratorium should stay in place and vacating it could cause catastrophic harm, with only about half the U.S. population vaccinated. The CDC order is set to expire at the end of the month. Many states, including North Carolina, have their own eviction moratoriums in place. Stein says the CDC order could lead to a rise in COVID-19 infections coming in from other states. Governor Cooper extended North Carolina's coronavirus state of emergency declaration, that is, through July 30th. The move was part of an executive order signed a few hours ago. The order extends the face mask requirement for schools, childcare, healthcare, and public transportation. The order also extends some of the state's previous measures, including the evictions moratorium and flexibility with unemployment insurance. State Senate Leader Phil Berger told WRAL he does not support this governor's move.
I don't see that there is a continuing need for there to be an executive order that mandates masks at any place in the state of North Carolina. I think individuals can make decisions as to whether they want to wear a mask or not.
Senator Berger did praise the administration's efforts to get more people vaccinated, including the idea of a lottery.
The Wake County Sheriff's Department says it's looking to purchase new equipment to better search inmates. This comes after 20 grams of cocaine were confiscated during a search. The sheriff says the new equipment is similar to scanners at the airport, and it will allow deputies to better search inmates without having to transport them to the hospital or obtain a search warrant. The scanner will reveal any illegal substances. The sheriff says he hopes to have this equipment by September. A video showing passengers verbally abusing flight attendants after weather diverted their flight bound for Charlotte into Raleigh is going viral.
But the fact that we get insulted and mistreated by passengers over things that we cannot control, it is disgusting. We're just going to go to Charlotte because we do not want to escalate this, but shame on the passengers who have made this flight a living hell.
This video was taken by 87 and Pine singer Brent Underwood, posted on TikTok. At one point, a passenger curses at an attendant. In a statement, American says they expect those who choose to fly to, quote, treat each other and our team members with respect. Coming up on our news at 7, we'll talk with Underwood about what being on that flight was like.
Hello, I'm Mark Boyle in the WREL Live Center. Just today, Rocky Mount Police have filed charges against this woman right here, identified as Vonquetta Hillard, second-degree murder, accused in the death of her child 1 year ago. Rocky Mount Police say it's taken this long to compile all the evidence in this case, put this all together. The child died after being hit in the head, a traumatic head injury. Again, that was back in July of 2020. Just now, today, this woman, the mother of that child, now facing these charges, and she is currently in the Nash County Detention Facility on bond. Back to you.
Thank you, Mark. Coming up on our news at 6, new flights and more coming to RDU, the growth coming to the airport and what it can mean for your next trip. Also, solar power coming to North Carolina schools, the grants handed out by an environmental group, and which schools in the area will benefit. And also a look at from the WREL Storm Tracker, Amy Wilmoth there on her way back into the Raleigh area. Heavy and low clouds as we continue to monitor some storms in the area.
Tonight, Russia's Vladimir Putin sits down with NBC News for an exclusive interview ahead of his summit with President Biden. Also, what you should know about reports of breakthrough infections, people testing positive for COVID despite being vaccinated, on Nightly News.
You're looking at showers from our tall tower cam. That shower actually moved through downtown Raleigh. And this is the shot where one day, Deborah Morgan and I are going to do a live shot from that tower. One day.
Not today, but one day.
Not today. It's a commitment. How about this? Don't we have a beautiful airport? And the growth continues at RDU. More airlines, are adding more nonstops. Some are seasonal for the summer. Others will be online and ready for the holiday season. WREL's Mark Boyle spoke with airport managers and airlines to find out what's next.
The rebound is happening at RDU.
And we're back up to around 60% of 2019. So there's been a lot of progress in the past year.
And the airlines are wasting no time at all in trying to cash in on all that pent-up demand for leisure travel.
So we've come a long way from the bottom of the pandemic, where we only had 24 nonstop destinations. We lost more than half of our nonstop destinations due to COVID-19. But we're excited because airlines see this market as a great place to invest and restore their network.
American Airlines just announced it's joining others with nonstop service to Tampa. The twice-daily flights will start in early November. Spirit says it'll fly nonstop to Miami from RDU, while airlines including United and Sun Country have either introduced or reintroduced flights. American is making a major push at RDU, adding Austin, Nashville, Tampa, and Orlando to its list of nonstops from the Triangle. And another sign of normalcy? Now hiring signs are up on stores inside airport terminals. Popular La Farm Bakery opens this weekend inside Terminal 2. But finally, what about those long-haul international flights we once had? The London and Paris flights? Will those ever come back?
I know that both American and Delta want to restart those transatlantic flights. And so I would just ask people to continue checking back and keep an eye on it. And we're hoping that they'll return this year.
Experts say what needs to change to really turn the tide is the return of business travel. And airport officials say corporate travel is still down 70% across the country. At RDU, Mark Boyle, WRAL News.
A section of Highway 42 will be closed for weeks so a pipe culvert can be replaced. Next week, 42 will close between Dickens Road and Christian Chapel Church Road in Chatham County. It could be closed through early July. DOT officials say the pipe failed because of damage caused by Hurricane Florence flooding. The state is spending nearly $108,000 on the repair. A detour is in place along Christian Chapel Church Road, Old US 1, and Corinth Road. An interim principal has been named at the Durham School of the Arts after the current principal decided not to renew his contract. The Durham Board of Education has named Jim Key interim principal beginning July 1st. Key has more than 30 years of experience in public education, working as a teacher, coach, principal, and superintendent for high schools. He takes the place of Principal David Hawks.
Two Triangle area schools will receive $42,000 worth of solar equipment and learning resources. NC Green Power awarded the grants to 15 schools, including George Watts Montessori in Durham County and Triangle Math and Science Academy here in Wake County. The grants include a solar array, solar module, STEM curriculum, teacher training, and more. It's the first time 15 schools have been awarded in a single year. And as North Carolina rebounds from the pandemic, the Durham Performing Arts Center is looking to hire new employees. Deepak holding a job fair tomorrow ahead of its reopening in August. Deepak plans to bring back national touring events and have an amazing schedule. Tickets are already on sale for a number of concerts, such as the Indigo Girls, Harry Connick Jr., and others. The job fair opened from 10 tomorrow until 1 in the afternoon. Another one will be held Tuesday from 5 until 7.
Meteorologist Mike Mays is back with us in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Mike, it looks as though if you're outside and maybe you encounter some rain, it's not going to last all that long.
Not at all, Deb. They're going to be very small showers, not as big as the ones we had yesterday. Won't dump nearly as much rain. So we have four separate shots I wanted to share with you. The first one, the one we've been showing recently, our tall tower cam in southeast Wake County. You can see the rain shaft off in the distance, a pretty hefty shower there. Andrew, there's a shower close by, but you're just looking at a lot of clouds. Over at the DBAP, it looks like they're going to be able to get the game in this evening. Game starts at 6:35 against the Charlotte Knights. They have Friday night fireworks. That's exciting. Rocky Mount Mills, a lot of cloud cover, but right now you're looking dry. But that should change. Take a look at the live dual Doppler 5000 radar. There's the rain that's cruising through Wake County. Over toward Rocky Mount, you have a little bit of rain in your vicinity. Halifax, Northampton County, some showers and thunderstorms too. And then farther south, Fort Bragg, Pope Air Force Base, getting over toward the Linden community and Dunn, you're seeing some thunderstorms in the area. They're traveling to the northeast, maybe eventually making its way to Benson and Four Oaks. Hope everybody doing good in Four Oaks tonight. Selman, Smithfield, you're in line to see more showers too. Again, they're not going to be big rain producers. About a 50-50 shot for showers and storms this evening. So if you're going out to dinner, going to the ball game, well, you should already be there at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Make sure you have some rain gear. Overnight, we drop to about 70. Overcast starts to develop in the morning. So it's not a bad weekend. 77 tomorrow. The humidity down a bit. Shouldn't have the tropical feel. 30 to 40% chance for some spotty light rain, at least here in the Triangle. Sunday, partly cloudy, even less humid, 87. And then by Monday, we're back into the 90s with a chance for thunderstorms, just a small chance, 30% right now. So tomorrow is transformed. By 7 a.m., you see this convergence of the streamlines. That's where our cold front is. So north of the front, we're looking at a lot of clouds, a small chance for showers, 60s and 70s perhaps by that point. By 9 a.m., you're looking at an overcast, a 30% chance for sprinkles, spotty light rain. Futurecast does doesn't show anything, so the likelihood of seeing rain in the morning, not all that great. So if you have a graduation ceremony in the morning and it's outdoors, I think you're going to be okay. Shouldn't have the blinding sunshine. It should be a full overcast. By lunchtime, we start to see some showers in our southern counties. They press to the south. By 2 o'clock, we're still in the 70s. Due to the lack of sunshine tomorrow and being on the north side of the front, we should be in a cooler air mass, one that's less humid too. And by the end of the day, showers, some thunderstorms in our southern counties. By 8 o'clock in the evening, 60s and 70s. You'll notice the change in temperature tomorrow. So tonight, the showers and thunderstorms, maybe till 1 or 2 a.m., 70 in Raleigh, 71 in Fayetteville. Your graduation planner in the morning, the icon shows some rain. It's a very slim chance. A lot of cloud cover. Congratulations, graduates. You should have a cooler start and a cloudy start in the morning. And then tomorrow afternoon, a small chance for rain. More likely in our southern counties, 77 in Raleigh, 81 at Fayetteville. The hottest day of the weekend, 87 on Sunday. It's partly cloudy. A couple of toasty days Monday and Tuesday with small chances for rain. And Deb, by Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're in the 80s. And if all goes well, less humid air.
Ooh.
These 70-degree dew points, feeling like South Florida. I'm ready for him to go away.
I know. Even inside, I feel like we can't even cool up.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. Casey Hintz is in for Chris Lee with what's happening in sports. Hey, Casey.
Hello. Yes, Hurricanes head coach was named a finalist for the Jack Adams Award today. Hear what his players are saying about the impact he's had on the team. Plus, the Super Regionals are underway, and we had ourselves a pitcher's duel in Game 1. But could ECU get the better of it? Got highlights next. In just his third season behind the bench for the Carolina Hurricanes, head coach Rod Brind'Amour has been named a finalist for the Jack Adams Award as Coach of the Year. Of course, Rod Brind'Amour is still without a contract for next season. However, according to multiple reports, they're getting close. And it's hard to believe that Tom Dundon and company would let him walk considering what he's done behind the bench up until now. Now, the Canes have reached the postseason in all 3 years under Brind'Amour's leadership, the team's longest playoff streak since moving to Carolina in 97-98. Now, while the on-ice accomplishments speak for themselves, it's the impact he's had on the organization as a whole. And that was a topic of conversation in today's exit interviews.
He's a guy I look up to in all aspects of life. You know, he's a huge, if not one of the main reasons why we are where we are.
You look at where we were when he took over, and you look at where we are now, and just all across the board, from top to bottom, in the locker room, on the ice, in the organization, it's night and day difference.
Well, Cliff Godwin is a three-time Coach of the Year winner for East Carolina baseball. The Pirates looking for its first Super Regional Series win. Taking on 2019 College World Series champion Vanderbilt in what was billed as a pitcher's duel. And boy, it was as advertised. The Commodores did get out to a 1-0 lead, but not much more action coming across the plate because of these hurlers. Pirates' Gavin Williams fanned 13 and 7 innings and allowing 2 runs and 7 hits. But those hits were the difference because on the other side, Coomer Rocker just rocking it out. Just 3 hits, 11 punchouts as Vandy takes Game 1 to nothing.
Just a really well-pitched game by 2 studs. You know, Rocker was just a tick better. I think they got 3 extra base hits. We didn't get any extra base hits. He was really tough today. Gavin was really good, too.